Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are we doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sitting in my room, no pants on, having a good time.
Just chilling. Absolutely chilling. And talking about TV.
Yes. So this is a show that I started watching actually on Wednesday, which is a bit late for me usually. It's called Servant. It's on Apple TV Plus, and season one came out in 2019, and season two just got released in February of this year. And it's an M. Night Shyamalan executive produced, like,
whoa,
supernatural drama kind of show.
Okay.
Psychological horror, some would say, but it's not very scary, so I wouldn't really say horror, like thriller, basically.
Right.
And I'm pretty hooked. Like, I've binged through season one, and I am quite intensely keen on this mystery. It's quite interesting.
So what's the sort of, like, premise of this show? Because I've literally never heard of it. Probably if it's in the vaguely horror tangential category, that may be why I've never heard of it. Not my bag normally.
Well,
what's the gist?
I think it hasn't been heard of because it's Apple TV Plus, which is a service most people don't have and most people haven't, like, invested in yet. But basically, it's a show about a couple, Dorothy Turner and Sean Turner, who are, like, mega wealthy. They live in, like, a beautiful three-story house in Philadelphia. Sean is a molecular gastronomy chef for the stars, and Dorothy is a news presenter. And they have a baby, and this isn't a spoiler, but unfortunately they lose their baby. So to deal with the grief of that, Dorothy has a replacement baby doll that she treats like their son that they lost.
Right.
Which is very creepy.
Quite freaky, I'm not going to lie.
It's this thing called a reborn doll, which is, it has, like, hair, and it's, like, very realistic.
Mm.
And it leads to some very creepy scenes. And they hire a nanny for it because Sean, who knows that the baby passed away, is just trying to keep his wife, Dorothy, in the dark because she can't deal with the grief. So she still believes that their baby is alive. So it's very, very creepy and very M. Night Shyamalan when you think about it.
Yeah.
And then so they hire this nanny called Leanne Grayson. And is she more than she seems? She definitely is. And then from there, it just takes some twists and turns like M. Night Shyamalan does. I won't give out any spoilers. And I was really pleased because I watched the trailer for it and I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to follow this for the first season. And within episode one, it's already twisted and turned, and the trailer is basically just the first episode. So that's really nice.
So I was just going to say, so when you say this came out in 2019, we haven't heard much about it. Do you think it's been slept on a little bit?
Well, so I've been reading a few reviews just to, like, see what people are saying, and they've all been saying it's quite slow pacing and horror TV is really hard to do because it loses traction and keeping up that air of suspense and, like, thrill and unease. It's really hard to do over 10 episodes for a TV show, but I've been really enjoying it. I don't know whether that's just because I'm quite a horror movie and, like, horror genre kind of guy, or whether it's just because, I don't know, like, I like it. But I rate it quite highly. I've been really enjoying it. I obviously binged through 10 episodes in 2 days.
That's a big lockdown mood.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. but I don't know. Like, there's something about the interesting psychology of this woman, Dorothy, who you get to see her in moments where she is, like, the life of the party, and you can see why her and Sean are, like, so in love and why they're so well suited. But then it's marred by this, like, kind of, like, psychological break that she's had, and like, that is entirely fair enough, but you can see moments of them being really tender, and I think that's, like, really sweet. And then Sean obviously doesn't trust this nanny because she's more than she seems, right? And the way they play off each other is super, super interesting, because there's no, like, good or bad character in this sometimes, like, you can't really tell who the villain is, even though you want to be like, oh, the nanny's the villain. But it's like, what
is she
this
though?
Yeah, and, like, who holds the power and what's actually going on. It's quite interesting that way. And because the character Sean is a chef, there's lots of scenes of him, like, delicately preparing food, which I know seems benign, but, like, the way they do it and the way they use food as a metaphor throughout the show is really quite interesting, and I think you have to, like, watch that to see what I mean. But they definitely, like, talk through food, which I think is quite a fun little narrative tool they use.
That's really awesome. I have just Googled a photo of the freaky reborn baby doll. It will come up in my nightmares, I am sure of that.
It definitely will. Also, fun little casting is Rupert Grint plays Dorothy Turner's brother. Ron Weasley, yeah. And he's like a Philadelphia alcoholic, like rich boy with a pretty impeccable American accent. And it's really good. It's really good.
I haven't really seen him in anything since he was in Harry Potter. So obviously he's just been doing whatever he felt like doing, random indie movies and stuff.
And he bought an ice cream truck as well.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But yeah, so Ron Weasley in a M. Night Shyamalan TV show.
Sounds
very fun.
Sounds like something you can definitely get stuck into over level 3.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know it's M. Night Shyamalan. You know there's twists that I'm not going to try spoil. So there's lots of the show that I'm not saying right now because I don't want anyone to...
I think you've said enough to definitely intrigue me. If I wasn't such a big wuss about horror shows, I think I'd be able to dive into this. But I'm sure a lot of people listening, this will sound like a bit of them.
I will also say there's no gore or anything. It's not like that. It's not that kind of horror.
Okay.
It's definitely more psychological and more tense. Lots of violence.
Ooh.
Really nice score.
Okay.
Lots of violence.
Violins or violence?
Violins.
Okay. I'm just like, no gore, but violence. I see what you're talking about. Stringed instruments now.
Stringed instruments, yeah.
This sounds great. So Apple Plus TV.
Yeah, Apple Plus TV or Apple TV Plus. I can't remember what it's called. It's Apple something.
One of the Apple thing that you go to watch TV on. This sounds like an awesome show. Remind us of the name again.
It is called Servant, and even the opening credits are really creepy. So just what's that?
All right, a big binge watch. Thank you very much for that, Sam.
Hey, no worries. Maybe see you next week.
Hopefully see you next week. Have a good weekend.
You too. Feel well.
Ka kite.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Thank you.